This session is based on Alexandria 295. It's a session done on the side. You're going to want to take off your socks and definitely make sure you're wearing some type of loose pants, some type of sweatpants or something that will allow your legs and pelvis to move easily. This session is called Straightening Your Leg by Moving the Pelvis Backwards. I call it softening your spine and chest. It can be a really wonderful session if you do, you know, if you go slowly and do small movements, only do what's comfortable. And to start off with, can you roll over onto your right side? Lie on your right side. You may want to have a pad under your head. And now what I'd like you to do is bend your left knee so that you can bring your left leg up closer to your body. Have your right leg bent or straight, whatever's comfortable. But the main constraint here is you want to have your left knee bent close to your body. And have both arms in front of your body straight with the palms one on the other. So your hands are forward on the floor in front of you. And begin to do a movement, a tiny movement, very slowly. Lift both your arms up off the floor, even if just a tiny bit, and bring them back down. Your arms are more or less straight. They're in front of you. The palms of your hand are touching. And you lift your arms up off the floor, even if just a millimeter or half an inch, and then bring them back down. Don't lift either of your legs off the floor. Relax, breathe, do a small movement. And what could you do to make the movement a little bit bigger? Could you turn your shoulders as well? Could you turn your head? That is, as you lift your arms up, can you turn your head up towards the ceiling? What can you do to make it a little bit easier? Don't lift your left knee from the floor. Just find a way to turn your shoulders, your head as you lift your arms, go back. Small movements, just what is comfortable. Might be easier if you had a pad under your head, although some people like to take the pad out from under their head. Good. All right, stop that, please, and lie on your back. Unwind yourself, lie on your back and rest. Just a short rest. Feel the differences between your right and left side. And now lie on your other side, please. Lie on your left side. Bring your right leg up towards your body. And again, place both palms of your hands, one on top of each other, your arms straight in front of your body on the floor. Look towards your hands and then lift them slowly and then bring them back down. Lift your arms and bring them back down. And then slowly see if you can find a way to lift both your arms and your shoulders and then turn your head. And play with the dynamics. Find out what is easy for you for now. I mean, could it be that as you turn your head up towards the ceiling and in the other direction, could it be that you could kind of initiate the movement by turning your head? Does that make it easier? Or not so much? Do you feel like you want to bring your right shoulder back as your arms go up? And remember, the goal here isn't to strain. The goal here is to find an easy way to do the movement. And if it does seem like it's just a matter of lifting your hands and arms an inch or two off the floor, if that's all that feels comfortable to you, that's fine. Don't lift your legs. Very nice. Good. And please stop for a moment and rest on your back. Just a short rest on your back. We'll take some much longer rests later on in this session, as you have some intense changes going on in your spine and chest a little bit later on. All right, now come back to lie on your right side again. Your right side. Bend your left knee forward so your left leg can come forward towards your body. And have the other leg more or less straight or bent a little bit, whatever's comfortable for you. And now with your left hand, reach up and take a hold of your right temple, the right side of your face. So you go up over the head. And like this, just lift the head from the floor with the help of your hand and bring it back down. Lift your head from the floor with the help of your left hand and then bring it back down. Gently lift it and lower it. Lift and lower. And now, this might be a little bit awkward at first, but can you place the palm of your right hand on the floor? So turn your right arm over so the palm of your right hand can be on the floor. And now each time you lift the head, can you kind of move the palm of your right hand upward in the direction of your head and then back down, kind of like a sweeping movement? So you lift your head with your left hand and then you kind of sweep your right arm up with the palm down going up towards the head. Just play with it. See if you can straighten your arm up towards something on the floor above your head. And stop and rest whenever you want. Breathe. And then lift your head and then reach up there with your hands. Kind of swoop your hand up along the floor in the direction of having your right hand under your head. And perhaps better to say it's your arm that is under your head. So, your hand is actually away from your head, right? Because you're sweeping your arm up along the floor and your arm is more or less straight. So you're going in the direction of having your arm near or under your head. Although, once again, it doesn't have to actually go under your head. It's just a directionality. Just play with it. What are the dynamics? So when you lift your head, you move the right arm until maybe, just maybe, it will lie straight up under your head somewhere. But you don't have to get there right away. You don't even have to get there at all. Maybe just for you, for now, you can only move your right arm up a couple of inches or a foot or two, and that's fine too. Remember, we're not trying to get anywhere in particular. We're just trying to see what's possible. Very nice. And please stop and lie on your back and rest. Rest on your back. And very important to remember that sometimes we have big differences from the right side to the left. Sometimes we have a right shoulder that moves easier or a left hip joint. We have all kinds of differences in our body. So maybe on one side a movement isn't possible, but on the other side it is. Or maybe it isn't possible the first time you go through it, but then the second time you do a series of movements, it becomes easier as your body learns. Although sometimes we just have limitations from an injury, from self-use, and so we want to work within the capacities that we have for now. All right, can you lie on your left side again, up onto your left side? And bend your right knee so that your right leg can go forward close to the stomach. And with your right hand, take hold of your left temple from over your head. That's nice. And just gradually lift your head and lower it. Lift and lower it. Feel what that does to your ribs on the right side. Feel what that does to your spine. And now turn your left hand over so that the palm can be on the floor. And see, each time that you lift the head, can you kind of move up with your left arm to in the direction of the head, but maybe just a few inches at first, and then come back down and explore what is possible for now for you to do with that left hand. Does lifting your head up off the floor with your right hand and arm, okay, does that make it easier to slide your left hand up towards your head, maybe under your head, maybe behind your head? And once again, to clarify, your arm sweeps up under your head, in the direction of being under your head. Not your hand, but your arm. Maybe not. Maybe there's just a foot or two that you can move that arm, and that's fine. Feel what's happening in your ribs, your spine, your legs on the floor. Your legs don't lift. That's nice. Good. And please stop and rest on your back. Lie on your back and rest, please. All right, and can you lie on your right side? Lie on your right side, bend your left knee, and bring it up towards the stomach. So your left knee, your left leg is bent up towards your stomach. And this time, can you bring it towards your body even more than before? Closer. Because I'd like you to see if you can find a way to take hold of the big toe of your left foot with your right hand. Your right hand. So your right arm is in front of or underneath your right leg. So you slide your right thumb in between your left big toe and the second toe. And then the fingers grasp around the other side of your foot. Can you do that? Find a way to do that and get comfortable so you take hold of your big toe, your left big toe, with your right thumb. That's nice. Your thumb goes between the big toe and the second toe. And just kind of hang out there in that position. Breathe, relax, feel what it does to your spine and your ribs. And now, can you, with your left arm, lift it towards the ceiling? Right, and then kind of back behind your body. And as your left arm moves backwards, can you lift your left leg with your right arm? Or just lift your left leg in general? So you turn your head, perhaps, and look at your left hand. And then find a way, a gentle way, to do kind of a seesaw movement. So your left hand goes back, you're looking at your left hand, and then your leg comes up off the floor. You can even perhaps think of pushing off with your right leg on the floor and go back and forth. Play with it. Make it a small movement. Make it a big movement. Whatever seems natural for you to do for now. And find a way to go back and forth. Don't strain. And if it hurts your left arm to go back, then leave your left arm, say, up towards the ceiling and just push off, lift with your right arm. What can you do to, that's nice. And maybe think about initiating the movement from your pelvis, maybe from your lower back. Stop and rest whenever you want to. What's possible for you to do for now? So your left arm goes back. You're looking at your left arm with your eyes and head. So your head turns. And your leg lifts up off the floor. Your left leg. And go back and forth. Think of a seesaw. Think about playing with the movement. Do whatever you can do. Very nice. And go ahead and stop. Let go of all that and rest on your back. Take a nice long rest on your back. Notice what you feel there. Now let's do the same thing on your left side. So that means you roll over onto your left side. You take hold of your right big toe with the left hand from underneath. Hold the big toe, not all the toes. So your thumb goes in there in between the big toe and the second toe. And bring your right hand up towards the ceiling, and it kind of goes backwards, and you look at it with your head and eyes, and you find a way to lift that leg up off the floor as your right arm goes backwards, and you go back and forth. Find a seesaw movement. Find a gentle movement. Your right leg goes up off the floor, and your right arm goes back, and then your right leg goes down towards the floor. Follow your right hand backwards with your eyes. Is this possible for you? Can you find a way to do that? Can you feel what's happening in your chest? Relax your face. Stop whenever you want to. You're on your left side, your right leg is up towards your body, and you have your right big toe with your left hand, so your left hand is underneath your right leg. You lift that right leg up, the right hand goes backwards. If you can't do it, you can just get in that position and imagine that you're doing it. Imagine what would have to happen in your body for you to do it. Very nice. And when you're done exploring that for now, lie on your back and take a nice long rest on your back. Have your arms and legs long. All right, now please lie on your right side. Come up onto your right side. Bend your left leg and bring it closer to your body. Take a hold of your left big toe with your right hand. So your right thumb goes in between your right big toe and the second toe. Your hand and arm will probably be under your left leg, maybe in front or whatever's comfortable. And like this, can you experiment so that you can find a way to place your hand and foot on the floor somewhere? So the foot is standing more or less on the floor. I say more or less because, you know, you want to experiment. I think one of the first times I did this session, my foot was kind of to the side. It wasn't fully on the floor. But find a way to give the weight of your leg to the floor. So your hand and foot somewhere on the floor. Experiment with what you can do to make that somewhat possible. And then once you do, you make a small movement of taking your pelvis backwards. Take your pelvis backwards. So the left side of your pelvis goes backwards. It's like you're rolling backwards so that you can think of your leg straightening a bit, just a bit. Your pelvis, your left hip, move it backwards. Your hand and foot are on the floor, and your leg straightens a bit. Your left leg straightens a bit, just a bit. So you push in such a way that your pelvis moves backwards and your leg straightens a bit on the floor. And that's nice. Just do whatever is possible for you for now. Pelvis backwards. Leg straightening just a bit. Just play with what's possible. Now, another way to think of it, you could stop that and think that you're straightening your leg, and it's the straightening of your leg that moves your pelvis backwards. That's nice. Good, and please stop that. Lie on your back and rest. Take a nice rest on your back. All right, now please come up to lie on your left side. Lie on your left side, please. Bend your right leg towards your body and take a hold of your big toe from underneath with the whole hand. So your left thumb goes in between your right big toe and your second toe, and the rest of your fingers are holding the foot. And again, in this position, kind of roll your pelvis backwards so that the leg straightens a little bit. Roll the pelvis backwards so that the leg straightens a little bit. Just do a small movement, whatever's possible. And then at some point, think about how you can have your hand and foot on the floor. Your hand and foot on the floor. So your foot standing. Your right foot standing somewhat. And then keep making that small movement with your pelvis going back and then come back to the middle. So your pelvis is rolling back and forth. And can you, I haven't really said where to have your right arm. So can you have your right arm backwards, either up towards the ceiling and then go back with the right arm and see, does that help? So as your right arm goes right, can you use it to make it so that it's easier to roll your pelvis? And you don't lift your left hand from the floor. And just do a tiny movement of straightening the leg, whatever's possible. Move your pelvis, straighten the leg. And don't lift the foot from the floor. Just push the foot so that the pelvis can move backwards. Kind of can be kind of awkward. but very non-habitual, and I hope you will enjoy how this feels afterwards, how it affects your movement. Good. And unwind yourself and rest on your back. Okay, can you come up onto your right side? Your right side. Bend your left leg and bring it towards your body. And once again, take hold of the big toe of your left foot with the right hand from underneath the leg. The thumb of your right hand goes in between your big left toe and the second toe, and the rest of your fingers are wrapped around your foot. Have your left arm backwards on the floor behind you somewhere, or if that's not comfortable, have it up in the air towards the ceiling. And continue to roll your pelvis backwards like this, so slowly straightening your leg a bit. First, just do it however you want to have your foot, whatever seems comfortable or possible. And then once you have a sense of that, find a way to have your left foot on the floor and keep doing it. Don't do a powerful movement. Don't do a fast movement. Just do it gradually. You want to think about your whole back going backwards. So this pulls the arm, which lengthens your right shoulder, and your chest softens and you roll your pelvis and the leg can straighten a bit. Good. Now, can you bring your left hand to your forehead? So have your left hand on your forehead. And then turn your forehead to the left and then back to the right and see how this affects the movement. How can you make it so turning your head to the left makes it easier to move your pelvis back? Please do it slowly. Do it gently. Do less than you know that you can do. Feel how your pelvis moves, how your leg can perhaps straighten a little bit, and how what you can do with your head, what you can do with your hand on your forehead to help the movement become more possible. You turn your whole face, but very, very gently, very delicately. Seeing how that can make it easier for your pelvis to move. Good. And could you find a way to lift your arm and leg in the air? So you lift and lower your leg. Think of how you can use gravity to help, how you can use the weight of your body, your pelvis, to make this easier. So you're lifting your right hand along with your left leg. And could you do it so that you could roll up onto your back? Could you think of rolling your forehead with your hand until it lifts your leg in the air, and then you can roll up onto your back and then maybe come back to your side again or not? Good, and please stop, unwind, have your arms and legs long if that's comfortable for you, and rest on your back. And please come up onto your left side. Your left side. Bring your right leg up towards your body. Take a hold of your big toe with your left hand. The right big toe with the left hand. And with your right hand, have it on your forehead and turn your forehead to the right. And with each movement of the head, you move the pelvis back, straighten the leg a bit and the knee. Go ahead and have your hand and foot on the floor. Okay. So your right foot and your left hand on the floor. And just roll your forehead so that your pelvis can more easily move away from the body, move away from the foot, even if it's just a little bit. And the leg straightens a bit. And you come back to the middle. And see if at some point you can lift your leg and arm up in the air. So there's a movement of your head to the right. And your right leg lifts up off the floor as your left arm lifts up off the floor. Your pelvis rolls backwards. Don't be too serious. Don't be too ambitious. Gone your entire life without doing these movements. Maybe you did this when you were a child. All right. And when you're ready, please stop. Lie on your back and rest. And please come up onto your right side. Your right side, please. Bend your left knee and bring your left leg towards your body. Now with your left hand this time, take a hold of the four toes of the left foot. So that means your thumb goes in between the big toe and the second toe, but your fingers are wrapped around from the outside of the foot. So your hands are is kind of holding the four small toes. Have your right arm forward in front of your body on the floor with the palm of the hand up. And here, can you find a way to just kind of push the leg so the pelvis can move backwards a bit, even if just a millimeter, even if just 2 millimeters, half a centimeter? So the leg and hand are close to the floor just to move the pelvis backward. It doesn't matter how small. See if you can straighten the leg just a tiny bit. Roll the pelvis, move it somehow. And see, again, can you find a way to lift your arm and leg into the air? And come back down, lift it, and come back down. Play with it. Play with the dynamics of gravity and your body. Perhaps you could even find a way to roll onto your back. Back and forth. Maybe pushing off with that other arm. Good. And please stop. Lie on your back and rest. How are you doing out there? Are you enjoying this session? Or are you not enjoying it, but maybe it's still doing some cool things to your body? We have so much more potential to move through our ribs and spine than many of us ever realize. All right. Please lie on your left side. Lie on your left side, please. Bend your right leg up towards the body. And in this position again, would it be possible for you to take hold of the four small toes of your right foot with your right hand? Think of your right thumb going in between the right big toe and the second big toe, and the fingers of your right hand going around your foot. Bring your leg closer to the body if you need to. Would it be possible in this position to place your hand and foot somewhere on the floor as if standing or not? Just whatever you can do, and find a way to move your pelvis so you can move it backwards and think about straightening the leg a bit. Allow the pelvis to go backwards. That's all. Doesn't matter if it's half an inch. To move away, that's nice. So move away from the hand and the foot, even if it's just a tiny bit. Your hand and foot on the floor somewhere. Just do whatever small movement is possible. And now in the same way, can you find a way to move the pelvis back and then lift your arm and leg into the air and then come back down? Up and down, feel what happens in your ribs and spine. Up and down. And then maybe at some point you can lift a leg up so that you can roll over onto your back and then come back onto your side again if that's possible, or just stop and rest on your back. You can take a nice long rest on your back. Okay, can you come up onto your right side, please? Come up onto your right side. Bend your left knee and leg up towards your body. Now, we're going to do both these things. We're going to use both arms simultaneously. So first, take a hold of your big toe with the right hand from underneath. So your right thumb goes in between your first and second toe. And find a way with your left hand to hold the four toes, the four smaller toes, left hand to the four toes. So you're holding your foot with both arms, and your knee is in between both elbows. And in this situation, see what's possible. Can you do a movement to, can you bring your pelvis backwards a little bit? Can you bring your pelvis backwards and straighten your leg? Even if just a little bit. Can you lift your leg up off the floor and then bring it back down? What's possible? What can you do here? What can you do without strain? What can you do easy? Would it be possible to have your foot on the floor? That is, your left foot on the floor, or not so much? Maybe have your left heel on the floor, or not so much? Just do what you can do. Do what's satisfying to you and pleasing to you. And please stop and rest on your back. Unwind yourself. Stop and rest on your back. All right, can you come up onto your left side, please? Can you lie on your left side? And again, with both hands here, first take a hold of your right big toe with your left hand and the four small toes with your right hand. Get a hold of that foot. Get a hold of your right foot. And find what you can do here. Can you make a movement with your pelvis backwards? And just maybe your pelvis moves backwards and not much happens with your leg? Or could you move your pelvis backwards and straighten your leg a bit? That's nice. Could you lift your foot up off the floor as you go backwards and then come back down? Would it be possible to have your foot somewhat on the floor? So your right foot on the floor and then move your pelvis backwards and then maybe lift your foot off the floor and have it come back down? Lift your leg with both hands and roll up, and then roll back down. Good. All right, please let that go and rest on your back. We're coming near to the end here. We're just going to go back in a few minutes to the original two movements that we did and see what's different, see what's changed. But for now, feel what's happening in your back, your legs, your pelvis, your shoulder. What's lying on the floor easier than before, better than before? All right, and one last time for this session, can you do like we did in the beginning, just for a moment, lie on your right side, bend your left leg towards your body. Lie on your right side, bend your left leg, And with your left hand, take a hold of the right temple. Have the palm of your right hand on the floor. And as you lift your head with your left hand on the temple, you kind of slide your arm up towards your head, up on the floor, and then come back down, and then do it again. Is it easier now? Is it simpler? More pleasurable? Or none of the above? Maybe nothing's changed, and that's fine too. And then can you stop and then roll over onto your left side? Can you roll over onto your left side and do the same thing? That means you have the palm of your left hand on the floor, your right leg is bent towards your body, and then you lift the head with the help of your right hand. Is that right? And then you slide your left hand up along the floor as you lift your head. And pay attention, notice what's different now, if anything. And when you're ready, let that go. And one last time for this session, rest on your back. When you're done resting, you can come up to sit and then stand and walk around and notice, are there differences in how you walk, differences compared to how you normally walk, differences that are related to what you just did in this session. Enjoy.